Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Hi, I'm actually Helene calling from Bank of Montreal Dispute Department. I have a mutual customer online who actually saying she did cancel her service with you guys within the 14 days as it says on the website, but she's still being charged for the, we can still see there are two recent charges from the company. Is there a way you can look out and see if it is possible to refund those ones?
Okay, well, is there any way you will be able to get that customer on the line?
No worries, I'm going to bring that in.
Okay.
Hey, Karen, thank you so much for holding. So I do have the rep on the line to see if she can help us in today's situation, okay? I'm in the back.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, just bear with me one moment. Okay, may I have your zip code?
53536.
And may I have your first and last name?
Karen Dan Helker.
Will you verify your shipping address for me?
740 Brown School Road, apartment 101, Evansville, Wisconsin.
Okay, so I do see here you have this Elavera face cream and that eye serum, and your account have already been canceled. And it's showing, just bear with me one moment while I review over your account. Okay, so I do see here you have the Evalera face cream and eye serum, and your account have already been canceled. How may I help you today?
Okay, I'm calling because I just got billed again for 91 something and 92 something that I want credit for. I haven't received anything for that. And I spoke to someone earlier that offered me 50% credit is all she can give me, but I had to agree that I would not dispute the account, and I refused to agree to do that because I will dispute the account. If this is as far as you as a third party can help me, then I want the phone number or address or both to contact the company direct, because they would be able to help me more than you can.
Okay, so when you very first placed the order, the terms and conditions stated that you had within 14 days to cancel.
I know that. Listen to me, please. Please listen to me. I know all that. A girl told me about 50 times. I know that. I did call. You see when I called in to see what this company was on my credit card bill? That's what I told the guy, to cancel the subscription. And he said he would, but apparently he didn't.
Okay, just hold one
Hello.
Moment. Yes, I'm here. Just hold one moment. Okay, so what I can go ahead and do for you, your account have already been canceled, and I can offer you a 35% refund.
We're from 50 down to 35.
Well, I never offered a 50% refund. Okay, ma'am, so is there a dispute in process?
So that's what I'm telling. So since she is already canceled within the 14 days, there should not be another two charges.
Well, she didn't call in within the time period to cancel.
She did call it on the 5th of April to cancel. So she did call in within the 14 days.
Okay, so she called in on the 7th. If a customer called in about... So when she called in on the 7th, she just called in about information concerning the product.
You can see the call is in there. So, and she did, and the person did confirm the cancellation over the phone with her when she called in within those 14 days period.
Okay, correct. So she did call in on the 7th, but only to verify information. She never called in to cancel.
That's not true.
She called in asking when would the package be delivered. And that's what it's showing on my end.
Who did you talk to on the 7th of April?
It's not showing the person's name, but it is notated on the account. And we can also see that she called in on the 7th. But it's not showing that she called in to cancel. Otherwise, her account would have already been canceled. But what I can do is offer a 50% refund.
That's the thing. Since the customer is saying she already canceled, right? And then there should be a way to... And she did call in way ahead. So there should be a whole refund for these.
Correct.
Things.
But she didn't call in to cancel is what I'm saying, ma'am. We wouldn't know to cancel.
I'm saying that I did, ma'am.
Correct. You called in, but you didn't call to counsel. You called in to ask when would the package be delivered.
How could possibly know what was said if he did not notate it?
Yes, ma'am. She did notate it. That's how I know that you called in to see when would your package be delivered.
It's like talking to nobody.
Okay, no worries. What we can do is, since there's no way you want to take this further, because... there's a possibility that person mistakenly, so you're just going with the notes, correct? So
okay, what I can do is offer a 50% refund.
Okay, no worries. We will have to attempt a dispute then, because this is not the solution we wanted, because she did cancel with you guys within the 14 days time period.
Okay, what I can do is offer a 75% refund.
No, you're going to go to 100 if you have to go through the company or if we have to.
Okay, just hold one moment. Just bear with me one moment.
Well, you got to stick with them, you know what? We went from 35 to 50 to 75. We're almost there, but not where I want to be.
And they do have that. You did call to them on 7th of April, so we do have the data as well now.
Right.
Okay, I did fully refund you, and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
A full refund. Okay.
Can you please send up a confirmation email to her account that you will fully refund these two?
You know what, now that you say that, I remember asking that guy to do that.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Pardon?
I can barely hear you.
What are you asking me? Hello?
Hello?
Well, I was saying that I fully refunded you and it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, thank
and
you so much.
You will send me a verification?
Can you please send
I have confirmation for you to write down.
And can you please send up the confirmation of the refund on the email as well?
Okay, it can take up to 24 hours for her to receive that confirmation.
Yeah,
okay,
you can just give us the confirmation number, and then we will wait for the confirmation email as well.
Okay, and what is your name?
My name is Destiny.
Spell that, please.
D-E-S-T-I-N-Y.
I-N-Y?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you, Bethany.
Okay, was there anything else that I may help you with today?
Just, do you have the confirmation number on you right now for the refund?
Okay, so I have confirmation. That would be C for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Is what?
C for Charlie.
Okay.
1-2-C.
1-2-C is a cat.
Mm-hmm. And then 1-5-A for Apple.
Okay.
And then 3-2-A.
3-2-A.
And then 3.
3. C-1-2-C-1-5-A. 3-2-8-3.
That's correct.
Thank you very much.
Okay, is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No, that's all. You just wait for the confirmation email. That's it.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
And thank you very much, BMO.
No worries. I know this is kind of tough, but I'm glad there was a record. Okay, they're still on the line. Okay, give me one sec. So you do have all the notes written.